Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another bonus episode of Charm Chat. Again, we said we were taking a break, but here we are having fun at work. We could not talk about the latest release from Ohm Beads. They just launched three new really fun collections, and we have a surprise. I have the usual. I have Angie and Rita.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
But we have a special guest. For those of you who are familiar with Ohm Beads, you know Mike at Ohm.
Yay!
Hello. Yay.
Our first guest ever. We're so excited.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Mike.
Yes.
You guys just launched three new things today. A Lazy Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Karma.
Mm-hmm.
And a Russian exclusive.
It is designed by Ohm in Russia, Siberian Sakura, but it is not exclusive to Russia. It's available worldwide.
Okay, that's awesome and good to know. So I know that we're really excited about the collection. We want to hear your thoughts. I actually would love to start with the Karma collection because it's my favorite of the three.
Me too. It's the best.
And two, if memory serves me right, when we first met, we had asked you what was one of your like favorite beads from Ohm Beads. And I believe you said Merkaba.
I did.
And then you retired.
Yep.
And now we have a 2.0.
Yep.
So can you talk to us about the Karma collection?
So the original Karma collection came out at a time in Ohm's story of us finally deciding to make what we wanted to make. And it was Jenny at Ohm, Mike at Ohm, and Kit at Ohm deciding to create a collection based on the seven chakras. And many of those designs have been since retired, and items get retired for a myriad of reasons. Merkaba's mold broke, the final mold. And so that was a time at which, okay, it's just time to retire it and move it on so that we can make more things. People have been requesting it. It is one of my favorite designs from that collection. It was a very interesting shape to try and create in silver and to keep it open work. So the Merkaba 2.0 is exactly the same. It's just slightly larger because it was a brand new carve. It was a brand new situation. So I'm hoping that as time goes on, we'll be able to re-release or add on new silver designs into the Karma collection as it grows over time, because we're more leaning towards adding individual designs into a collection rather than releasing huge swaths of collections. Like at that time, we had seven silver beads in that collection.
Ooh, I like that. That's mm-hmm, pretty cool. Any ideas? Are you going to tell us what's next for Karma collection? Too soon?
No pressure.
We've got possibly a dopamine oxytocin situation that could be coming. There could be an inner self style glass combo. I'm looking at the whip sheets in front of me.
That's going to make everybody very excited.
Yeah.
There's another heart design. I really want to re-release a version of the Trust Love potato, for lack of a better design. It was supposed to be a stone with love on one side and trust on the other. Which it kind of looks like a potato.
I always thought it was a potato.
That's that. Now we've added glass into the collection. The last color was that the little dangly CZ life force, which had the seven chakras on it. And so now we're doing the seven chakras in glass with a new shape.
I know everybody is so excited about these. We can't wait to see them.
I'm 1000%. Oh, hold on. Obviously, this is a little bit pre-recorded. So you guys, I may or may not have already ordered them, but I need those in my collection.
They're limited in availability as well, which I'm reticent to say because I don't want to create false like scarcity, but they are actually not that many available. There's tens of each color available at the Seattle warehouse. Europe's got some, Thailand's got some, and Australia's got some, etc. But we're not ordering more because they're very difficult shape to make. And if we do ever do it, it won't be in these same colors because those colors will shift, of course.
There's a crackle in them too, right?
It's not a crackle in the glass, like the green crack. It's a silver foil material that is put on the base color, and then the shape is cut into the glass after it's been cured.
I can't wait to see them in person.
Me too. I'm getting purple.
Hopefully. Depending on when this gets released, this podcast, they may be sold out already.
I hope they sell out. They're amazing. They deserve to sell out. Rita, you're getting purple.
I'm getting purple for sure. I do love the blue and the red, like, just as much, but I need purple first.
Are you all familiar with the chakras?
A little bit.
So I'm learning. I've recently started seeing like an energy healer. He's my acupuncturist, mm-hmm. and he's very much into like the energy that flows within us and the chakras. So he talks to me a little bit about it. I'm into it. So I'm like just feeling like it's, I'm feeling connected to it.
I did buy the Life Force bead, but I don't know anything.
There's nothing that you need to know. It's not required to love the designs, of course, but it's all based on the energy that's in the body and how it flows from the bottom to the top. So red is your root chakra. Purple is your crown chakra at the top. So we just got the...
Makes sense, guys.
and Rita, guess what color the heart chakra is?
Red?
Green.
Wait,
no! Why?
Because green is beautiful.
I don't hate green, okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go back and listen to any episode of our podcast, I am pretty sure you're there.
I like some greens.
You're just like a green. It's such an amazing collection. Congratulations. I'm excited about it and excited to hear that more might come.
Just want to ask him if he's going to have lavender next. Like you said, there might be other colors. So I don't know if it's part of chakra, but you said other colors.
We could create a more subtle, I think that the all-knowing is more dark purple. Mm-hmm. So there's always the opportunity to make more colors and to use some of more designs in the base using that same shape. So it doesn't have to be part of the Karma collection. It could be an Omnique or it could be some other release because Carla's got her live shopping coming up. So she's getting more and more sample little batches of things. Mm-hmm. So we could do something in the same shape. There's other shapes that are possible as well in glass, cutting into it to create the facets and whatnot.
How about I go over quickly just the colors that are going to be in the seven glass and what they're called. So we have all being first, which is like that deep red. I don't know. What would you call that, Mike? Does it have a special name?
Or ruby.
Just a ruby red. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We have all doing, which is more of a cherry red. It's a little bit brighter.
It's a brighter, more like a orange. It's similar to the orange that is in the orange bead with the dots in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to, I mean, sometimes hard to tell from photos.
The silver that goes into it, I think, changes the color of the base.
And then we have all feeling, which is like that yellow.
The sunshine.
All loving, which is the green. All speaking, which is blue. All seeing, which is white or clear, would you say?
It's a white.
It is white. Okay. It's beautiful. Yeah. I think that one is my favorite and probably would go with everything. So, and all knowing, which is purple.
I envision them on the drop necklace with like the little dangle. Like that's how I envision wearing them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I need to get pierced. So I have to get two purple. I can't get like odd numbers.
You are going to mess up something for somebody who wants all seven, Rita, just saying. I'm just kidding. I'm sure there's plenty of people who just want it for the color and the shape of the uniqueness.
So we also have that Lazy Animals collection coming, which I think is so adorable.
Angie, your reel was so funny.
Which one's cutest? They're all cute. And that was designed by, can you tell us a little bit about that artist?
I know not a lot. They're a Thai artist. And so they're big in Thailand. And they're in communication with Long at Om, who runs Om in Thailand. Kuk Chupak is how I would say the name. And they design many, many different little like cute characters and weird little things, sort of like a toy designer, similar to Steve Ferreira in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You have the little lazy guys in person, right, Angie?
I do.
Which one's your favorite?
I love the little tiger. He's so cute. There's a gorilla, a tiger, croc, and then monster shark, which is this shark. And I can't see any teeth, but he has this tongue. He's really cool. I just saw Kit's influence all over. I just thought he must love this collection.
It's all him.
Total Kit vibes.
My favorite is a gorilla.
The gorilla. There's one that looks like Garfield. I guess that would be the tiger.
Yeah, that's
the tiger.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I have a feeling that one's going to be the most popular because it's Year of the Tiger this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
Exactly. Easy to pair with the other Om beads we already have.
I'm so glad to hear that the Siberian Sakura is not exclusive because then it takes forever to ship. That design is beautiful. Are there going to be more like that in the future?
We've done similar sort of scaled designs in the past, and we will continue to make sort of new concepts in that same vein. And this Siberian Sakura is a beautiful pinky hue.
Such a gorgeous color.
It's not limited edition. Yeah. So it'll stick around for a little while.
I was curious that I believe this one is a little bit pricier than some other of the glass beads. And is that just because of the difficulty in producing it?
Yes, it is a very difficult shape. I'm sorry. It's a very difficult, style to do with the folding of each of those petals or scales. And then the shape, having it being a barrel shape, makes it even more difficult because when you take the hot glass that's in a donut and you squish it into the barrel shape with the harder edges, it distorts. So it will distort those scales. So it is more time consuming. You must take more care when creating it. And so it takes a lot more time.
It's really incredible when I think as, you know, bead collectors, we have so many beads, we kind of forget that these are handmade and it's actual like molten glass that they're working with here. So it's really amazing that they produce them so beautifully and quite consistently too, depending. I mean, they're all different, but, you know, overall the design is pretty uniform.
The hot glass also, it changes color. So sometimes you're putting hot molten red on top of hot molten red. So you just have to know that that's where it's being placed. And you don't actually know if it turned out until after it cools off.
Wow. That's no pressure.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten to play with hot glass like that, Mike?
I have, yes. A few times. I'm not that good.
I think I've seen pictures somewhere of you doing that.
Mm-hmm. Julia from True Beads taught me. You familiar with True Beads?
Yes.
In Russia. So she taught me at some events, and it is not an easy skill. It is very meditative, though, similar to Om Studio To Go. It's like you got to focus on what's in front of you. You got to breathe with it because just the little shakes of your hands will alter what's happening in front of you. You have to wear big goggles and safety mechanisms so you can't really see what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
But it's fun.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate the artists at Om for being able to do this for us.
Thank you.
Now I want it. I want it more.
I knew
it. I did, but I have to.
She's so fixated
choose.
On that purple one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you want a purple scaled one. That's what you want.
Oh yeah, could you do that? Can I put my request in?
Yeah.
Write it down.
Round table, putting everybody on the spot. Your top bead from this collection launching. Angie, you go first.
Oh, wow. That's mean. I mean, I just love everything, of course. But yeah, that Siberian Sakura glass is absolutely stunning. And I mean, I'm a real silver design person. But when I saw that glass, I was like breathtaking.
I love the Sakura, I do, but I was first drawn to the Karma glass, especially the purple, but all of them, they're beautiful.
I feel like I have to agree with Angie on the Siberian Sakura because it's all Karma, but then I feel like I'm saying that's seven because I think it's all of them together that do it for me. So I'll go with Siberian Sakura 2, plus it's pink and that's my jam.
It's the perfect pink. It really is.
I know. Mike, do you get to have a favorite?
Well, I would say Merkaba, but I already have Merkaba 1.0. So my actual favorite, I think, is the Seven Chakra glass. And if I had to pick one, it would be the orange, the sacral chakra. I really love orange. I went to Oregon State University. It's a beaver color. So orange is my favorite color. That's the one I would go for.
That's my husband's too. So whenever I buy orange, I will think of you both now.
You don't meet very many people that their favorite color is orange.
Yeah, it's true.
I have to say, though, you have a bit of an inside advantage because you have seen them in person where we have not seen them in person. So they could all possibly be my favorite once they come.
Although Carla showed them on Instagram a little video and Wow. Like, at least it's a video as opposed to photo stock, which they're beautiful photos, by the way, but it's easier to see, to visualize when you see it live.
Yeah, the videos really help. And with these ones especially too, because the I don't know what you want to call them, the waves or the indents around the outside shift the way that it looks. It shifts and makes it sparkle a lot more than just if it was the top that was flat.
I can't end this podcast without talking about one of the most recent projects, I guess you would call it, because it's the one I'm most excited about right now. O-Rock, which is Ohm Rock of the Quarter. I'm part of it. Mm-hmm. I know Angie's part of it. And we just got our Live Fiercely Tiger's Eye. Oh my gosh. I'm speechless when it comes to that collection. Are you happy with how it's going so far?
Very much so. The latest one, O-Rock number 2's subscriptions just closed. And now a la carte quarters are open. And the stone is Labradorite.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And it's called Find Balance.
Perfect.
It ships October 1st. But you can order it now between now and the middle of this month, a la carte without being part of the subscription. But it is a really fun thing to do because we've had a lot of trouble sourcing, cutting, and coring stones. Kit first sort of started the process at Ohm 10 4 years ago. He had brought some samples with him when we all went to Vegas, and they were taken and eaten up right then. And we've been trying and trying to get things going, but the subscription and pre-order process makes our supplier system work a little bit better, and so that we can make it happen. Otherwise, it would just be a few samples and it wouldn't actually make it to you.
Right. So everybody go and get that subscription so that we can have lots and lots of Ohm Rocks. They're amazing. Oh, gosh, I'm so excited. The only bad thing is having to wait so long to get the next one.
I'm waiting until 2025 for things on the calendar.
Oh, my goodness. I love Labradorite. It's one of my favorite stones. I like kind of got a little emotional when you said it. Like it's very calming for me. Been dealing with anxiety stuff for the last 2 years. I just invested in this really large freeform Labradorite from one of our Pandora sisters, actually, who she sells stones on the side. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I have it next to my bed and I'm like, this is my thing. So the fact that it's Labradorite next, I can't wait for October 1.
Temperance, growth, healing, protection, balance, and a shield. Its main thing is to shield off bad juju.
I need one of those beside my bed because I have terrible nightmares.
You do.
She does. Is that native to like Eastern Canada? I have a feeling it's like Newfoundland.
Let's Google it real quick.
Is it from Labrador? Is that what you're thinking? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. I think or it's more readily available. I don't know. I just know people that went out there and bought stuff.
I'm not a rock hound. Labrador. You are correct.
My brother was a mining engineer, so somewhere I have samples of some of his stone.
Something for your bedside table.
Yes.
I don't know what all the stones mean, but I always have one next to me when we record, so this is the one I have right now. And I felt like it would be like calming because I was a little bit anxious and excited for this.
Is it a yellow?
I don't know if it's a calcite. It's a yellow something or other.
Yellow is your third chakra. It's your gut. It will help you trust your gut and calm yourself when you got butterflies in your tummy.
Perfect. I do have a large jade piece that's a worry stone, and it has like an indentation for your thumb.
Oh, have that too.
Just, yeah, that was I got that from my mom, so I should dig that out.
I have many rocks collected from the Oregon coast that I just stash in little places, little rory stones that are very, very smooth from the ocean.
I love that.
That feeling.
Yeah. So you guys, we were talking about O-Rock. Again, it's a quarterly subscription, which is different than the other subscriptions that you guys have been doing, which is Bead Mill, which is a silver bead, and Gotham, which is Glass of the Month. Those are monthly. I know that I do them all. I don't even know. Like, I just know money comes out and then I get mail every like first of the month. So if somebody's not subscribed to these and they're to subscribe today, August 5th, for instance, what would they be subscribing for?
So when you subscribe to Beadmail or Gotham, it is a monthly subscription that actually you when you start, you're going to get 2 months later is when the actual shipment gets shipped. So you order, and then at the end of that month, all the subscriptions that have been processed and any orders that come in that month go into production. We make a limited edition surprise bead that then gets shipped 2 months later. So if you order in August, it's actually October 1st shipment, and you will get a surprise bead in the month that month. It's limited. It's got a certificate of authenticity. You don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. Gotham is the glass, and Original Beadmail is the silver. Kit likes to say it's a surprise and not confirm that it's a silver, but I'll confirm that it's pretty much silver all the time. but you never know what could happen.
I've been a subscriber since the very beginning, and it is such a highlight for every month to get these fun surprise beads, and I love them all.
It's like Christmas.
It's so fun. There's a community that talks about them. I like to ignore the community because I don't want to hear if people are excited or disappointed, because I feel like it makes me think I'm going to feel that same way, and oftentimes I don't, so I want to be surprised. But once I see it, I'm like, Angie, did you get yours already? And then we talk about it.
Yeah. And everybody has a different jam, right? So for some, they might love it. For others, they like something else better.
And that's why we also still are continuing to have releases every month. And the surprise element of Beadmail is not for everyone. And we have people try it out and they're like, oh, no, not for me. So we've still got releases. We're still making things. And then we've got the Fund Me program. If there's something that you want to see made, we can make it for you. You just got to get a little bit of community behind you to have that come to fruition.
Hey, question. If there were maybe, I don't know, two people on this podcast that submitted an idea and haven't heard back, is it because it's a terrible idea or does it take time?
It takes time. So there's a few designs being released each week into the pool of options. And it's a Genius Baby. And each design gets a little bit of, okay, is this even possible? Can we make it? Is it feasible? Is the price right? Is there enough information in here that you can understand and that other people can understand what the bead is going to be? And then it goes into the schedule and into the pot of designs that will be released usually every Friday into the ether. And then people can click on the want it and whatnot and support those designs. You should receive an update from us at the time or as it gets close to the time that it's going to be dropped, but I don't make any guarantees.
And there are a lot more submissions now, so mm-hmm. You know, they don't give us them all at once, I don't think.
No. And there are a couple that are about, that are at 75%, and one or two of them are probably like the Humpty design, Humpty Reconstructed is like, might be the one that's going to be the first one that's tipped out.
Which is so exciting. Congratulations, Tani.
I believe that's Tani's. Yeah.
Okay. I hope Pumpkin makes it and Young Self.
Young Self.
Ohm Fries. Those are the three.
Oh, the fries. I'm currently backing the fries right now. I'm backing the fries.
And Rita, your submission is actually on my plate.
I love you, Mike.
Feasible. I have tried a few times in the past, so I got my fingers crossed. Yeah. So we made something else happen, so maybe we can make something else happen.
Rita with her special favors all the time.
All the time. Yay! I feel so blessed. Thank you.
And for those who don't know, that CrowdMe, the funding stuff, that is on ohmtogether.com, not ohmbeads.com. So a couple separate websites.
But /fundme should take you to both. Any website /fundme should take you to the right spot.
Okay, good to know.
So listeners, get your designs in because Ohm makes dreams come true.
Yes.
They really do.
They made two of my dreams come true, two of Angie's dreams come true. They're amazing. All right, guys, I think that brings us to the end of our bonus episode. So again, new collection from Ohm Beads out today. Go check it out. And hey, cool, check out those subscriptions. I know that Angie and I both have a ton of fun with them.
Release day is August 5th. But there's a promo that starts tomorrow, August 6th, which is buy two, get one free on the bottom, which is the original Beat of the Month program that we did in the past. And having had done the bottom 50, the first 55 designs under the bottom program has allowed us to like, okay, this is what it can look like to do the bead mail program. And so those original 55, there's various amounts, various quantities of each one that was made. Some are much more limited than others. A lot of them have special packaging. It was kind of a hot mess in behind the scenes. So some of those designs are still available and they are going on special this weekend, tomorrow through Monday, 6, 7, and 8. And that'll be buy two of any in that collection and get the third one for free of equal or lesser value.
I think I have all of them and they're so good. I highly recommend going to check it out.
You heard it here first, or actually maybe you've heard it on Instagram. It is Om in August. Happy birthday to Om Beads.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's so exciting. Thank you, listeners, to tuning in. And until next time, stay charming.